Ana bocah sing diarani Anna.
There is a girl named Anna.
Anna duwe akeh klambi.
Anna has a lot of clothes.
Dheweke pengin katon gaya.
She wants to look stylish.
Anna buka lemari e saben dino.
Anna opens her wardrobe every day.
Dheweke nemokake akeh kaos warna-warni.
She finds many colorful shirts.
Anna tresno marang gaun lan celana.
Anna loves her dresses and pants.
Dheweke seneng ngetok lan nyetet.
She likes to mix and match.
Anna nyoba kombinasi sing beda-beda.
Anna tries different combinations.
Dheweke tresno warna-warna cerah.
She loves bright colors.
Anna mutus apa sing kudu dipakai.
Anna decides what to wear.
Dheweke nyoba klambi.
She tries on her outfits.
Anna rumoso bahagia karo sandangan.
Anna feels happy with her clothes.
Dheweke siap kanggo sekolah.
She is ready for school.
Anna lunga menyang sekolah saben esuk.
Anna goes to school every morning.
Ansu Fati iku pemain balapan enom.
Ansu Fati is a young football player.
Dheweke main kanggo Barcelona.
He plays for Barcelona.
Ansu tresno klub, nanging do ora seneng.
Ansu loves his club, but he is unhappy.
Dheweke kepengin golek kabagusan.
He wants to find happiness.
Ansu ngimpi kanggo main ing tim sing luwih apik.
Ansu dreams of playing in a better team.
Dheweke pengin pindah menyang klub liyane.
He wants to move to another club.
Dheweke mikir iki minangka pilihan sing bener.
He thinks this is the right choice.
Dheweke pengin dadi seneng lan sukses.
He wants to be happy and successful.
Ansu percaya yen dheweke bisa nindakake.
Ansu believes he can do it.
Dhe pengin apa petualangan anyar.
He wants a new adventure.
Ansu siap kanggo masa depan.
Ansu is ready for the future.
Klub Jet Set Bien wis dadi panggonan sing rame ing Santo Domingo.
The Jet Set Club was once a lively place in Santo Domingo.
Wong-wong teko saben akhir minggu kanggo nari lan seneng musik.
People came every weekend to dance and enjoy the music.
Nanging, siji wengi kabeh owah.
However, one night everything changed.
Kecelakaan sing elek kedadian ing klub.
A terrible accident happened at the club.
Atap iki ambruk kanthi cepet, nyebabake kepanikan.
The roof collapsed suddenly, causing panic.
Akeh wong sing lara ing tragedi.
Many people were hurt in the tragedy.
Kita nelpon larangan sakso lan cepet mbrungsasi nyelamatake dheweke.
We called for help and rushed to save them.
Dino-dino sawise angel sanget angel.
The days after were very difficult.
Aku kelangan pirang kanca ing wayah wengi.
I lost many friends that night.
Pamarentah wiwit investigasi langsung.
The authorities began an investigation immediately.
Kota siji-sijine nenes kanggo para korban.
The whole city mourned for the victims.
Aku mesti eling malam tragis kuwi.
I will always remember that tragic night.
Tragedi Jet Set ora bakal ling.
The Jet Set tragedy will not be forgotten.
Ing masyarakat modern, omnipresensi piranti digital wis dadi pedang luruh.
In modern society, the omnipresence of digital devices has become a double-edged sword.
Ing sisih, teknologi ningkatak komunikasi lan akses marang informasi.
On one hand, technology enhances communication and access to information.
Nanging, iku uga nyumbang marang fenomena sing dikenal minangka technostress.
However, it also contributes to a phenomenon known as technostress.
Termen iki nglambangake stres sing diakibatake dening konektivitas sing terus-terusan dibutuhake dening piranti kita.
This term represents the stress induced by the constant connectivity demanded by our devices.
Akeh individu nglaporake ngrasakake kebanjiran lan cemas amarga tekanan iki sing terus-terusan.
Many individuals report feeling overwhelmed and anxious due to this relentless pressure.
Kanggo nglawan teknostres, iku penting kanggo netepake wates antarane urip pribadi lan pegawe.
To combat technostress, it is crucial to establish boundaries between personal and work life.
Praktik-praktik kaya detox digital lan wektu tanpa piranti terjadwal bisa ngurangi gejala teknostres.
Practices such as digital detoxes and scheduled device-free time can alleviate symptoms of technostress.
Pungkasane, mangerteni implikasi saka kebiasaan digital kita iku vital kanggo njaga kesehatan mental.
Ultimately, understanding the implications of our digital habits is vital for maintaining mental well-being.
Empower individu nganggo kawruh babagan teknostres bisa ndadekake interaksi digital sing luwih sehat.
Empowering individuals with knowledge about technostress can lead to healthier digital interactions.
Ing jaman sing dominasi dening kemajuan ilmiah, para filsuf ngadepi pitakonan jero babagan sifat kasunyatan.
In an age dominated by scientific advancement, philosophers grapple with profound questions regarding the nature of reality.
Panjalan iki ngubengi beberapa piwulang ilmiah EKP bentuk pemahaman kita babagan jagat raya.
These inquiries delve into how scientific theories shape our understanding of the universe.
Filosof merenah implikasi saka mekanika kuantum, takon anggapan dasar.
Philosophers ponder the implications of quantum mechanics, questioning fundamental assumptions.
Iki ndadekake diskusi sugih babagan kausalitas lan determinisme.
This leads to a rich discourse about causality and determinism.
Eksplorasi tema-tema iki ngasilake pangerten sing luwih jero kanggo pondasi filosofis sing mimpin kajian ilmiah.
The exploration of these themes yields a deeper appreciation for the philosophical underpinnings that govern scientific inquiry.
Filsafat mula ora mung dadi kanca kanggo sains, nanging dadi lensa kritis liwat sing kita neliti asumsi kita.
Philosophy thus serves not merely as a companion to science, but as a critical lens through which we examine our assumptions.
Nalika paradigma ilmiah ganti, dadi uga perspektif kita kudu ngekspansi.
As scientific paradigms shift, so too must our perspectives evolve.
Pungkasan, usaha kanggo ilmu nyampur loro disiplin, buka kedalaman upaya kognitif kita.
Ultimately, the quest for knowledge intertwines both disciplines, revealing the depths of our cognitive endeavors.
Siji sore sing tiang padang, sakelompok kanca wis kumpul ing omahe Sarah kanggo ngobrol babagan uripe.
One sunny afternoon, a group of friends gathered at Sarah's house to talk about their lives.
Dheweke wis padha rembug babagan jadwal sing padhet lan kepiye sehat wis dadi ora becik.
They had been discussing their busy schedules and how unhealthy they had become.
Tiba-tiba, Jenna ngajakaken supaya dheweke njelajah kebiasaan mangan sehat bareng.
Suddenly, Jenna suggested they explore healthy eating habits together.
Liane padha kasengsem lan setuju melu dheweke ing perjalanan cilik kanggo penemuan.
The others were intrigued and agreed to join her on a small journey of discovery.
Dheweke mutusake kanggo miwiti karo owah-owahan sederhana ing rutinitas sarapan.
They decided to start with a simple change in their breakfast routine.
Saliyane sereal manis, dheweke milih oatmeal sing diteduhi karo woh-wohan.
Instead of sugary cereals, they opted for oatmeal topped with fruits.
Dheweke krasa luwih bertenaga lan siap kanggo nyangga dina sabanjure.
They felt more energized and ready to tackle the day ahead.
Merasa bangga karo keputusan, dheweke ngrancang wengi masak.
Feeling proud of their decision, they planned a cooking night.
Dheweke eksperimen nganggo resep anyar lan nuduhake asil kanggo saben liyane.
They experimented with new recipes and shared their results with each other.
Sajrone wektu, dheweke saya percaya duwe ing keterampilan masak lan seneng perjalanan bareng.
Over time, they grew more confident in their cooking skills and enjoyed the journey together.
Pungkasan, wong-wong mau nyadarin mangan sehat dudu mung tren, nanging owah gaya hidup.
In the end, they realized that healthy eating was not just a trend, but a lifestyle change.